Good afternoon. I'm Frank Dominguez in for Matt Rogers. Matt's taking off a little early today to prepare for tonight's season opening live broadcast by the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. 8 o'clock is the time for that. But that's not the only event happening tonight, and it's not the only live music making you can hear on WDAV today. Right now, my special guests in the Clark Performance Studio are Scott Plato, Adam Craighead, and Bill Hurd. Together, they are the Atlanta Guitar Trio. Tonight at 7, they'll perform at Providence United Methodist Church in Charlotte, and right now, they're visiting for some conversation with me, and more importantly, some live performance, so let's get right to it. They begin with a set of three Spanish folk tunes arranged for guitar trio, by Carlos Bunnell. Thank you. lovely setting there of three Spanish folk songs arranged for guitar trio by Carlos Bonell. You heard the Atlanta Guitar Trio performing in the Clark Performance Studio here at 89.9 WDAV Classical Public Radio. And when we get back to the music, we'll keep things folksy with some Russian music that also features mandolin as well as guitars. I'm Frank Dominguez, and I'm really delighted to welcome these gentlemen to the Clark Performance Studio. The Atlanta Guitar Trio is going to be performing tonight at 7 at Providence United Church, United Methodist Church in Charlotte, and you can visit the events calendar at WDAV.org to get details about that. Gentlemen, welcome, and thank you so much for coming into WDAV.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I'm going to start with you, Scott, and ask you about the genesis of the group. When did you guys get together? How long have you been together? And what brought you together?
Well, Bill and I were actually a duo from 2002. So he plays so many different instruments. We were always talking about it would be nice to have a third guitarist so we could take advantage of the mandolin, the orbo, all the different instruments, and some different arrangements. And so about a year and a half ago, I guess, I've known Adam for a while. We talked, and he said he would be interested, so we got together, and we've been doing it ever since.
Terrific. And I was curious, and this is something that each of you or any of you could chime in on, to what drew you to the guitar? Was guitar always the instrument that you played, or did you start off with piano lessons or something else? Just for many of you.
Adam and I were rock guys, I think, initially to begin with.
Yeah. I've heard that from a lot of classical guitarists, that that's how they first got into it.
Right.
I was a folkie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's kind of the same thing. My earliest desire to play guitar was my sisters were nuts about the Beatles. So the first time I heard about classical guitar was somebody asked George Harrison who the best guitarist in the world was, and he said Andres Segovia, of all strange answers.
How about that?
Yeah, which was...
Good for George.
So that got me interested in classical guitar. I knew what it was from a pretty young age, although mostly I played folk music till I was about 18.
For those of you listening in the audience, that's Bill Hurd, one of the members of the Atlanta Guitar Trio, and they're visiting here in the Clark Performance Studio to play some music for us and also to have a little bit of conversation. They're performing tonight at 7 at Providence United Methodist Church in Charlotte. You know, it's interesting that you talk about being rockers first or in folk music first, because one of the things that occurs to me about guitar music and the repertory for the guitar is that several generations ago, most people grew up in households with pianos, and it was commonplace for somebody in the family to play piano. And you see that less and less these days, and it seems almost like the guitar has sort of moved into that position. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's definitely a more portable instrument, too, so you can take it anywhere and always have it to practice, where you can't do that with a piano. Mm-hmm. So,
and if you learn a few chords, you can play some of your favorite songs, rock songs, CDs, that kind of thing, too. So it's not like we have to piano, we have to, you know, read music for a good amount of time to get into the good stuff. I mean, with guitar, you can show a student 3 or 4 power chords and they're playing their favorite rock songs almost immediately.
And how do you think that shift in the culture has affected the music that's being written for the guitar?
I'll let you take that one, Bill.
Well, there, you know, when I was, I'm a little older than these two guys. So. When I was first playing classical guitar, there was very little classical guitar music that admitted to any rock and roll influence. Mm-hmm. And now there's lots of pieces that sneak it in. I mean, and that's partly, you know, classical music's doing that too, but, you know, there's variations on a theme by Django Reinhardt, and there's, I think Brouwer wrote one on variations on a theme by Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
So a lot of, and one of the classical guitarists, Benjamin Verdry, likes to end with a classical guitar rendition of Purple Haze. So.
It's getting more relaxed. People aren't wearing the tails and the tuxedos, and like when we were in school, you know, that was unheard of to do a concert, not wearing the tux, and now it's hardly ever seen. Christopher Parkening, you know, that's about the only guy that I've ever...
He's the only guitarist I know who ever wore tails, actually.
And I guess that makes it a little more accessible for people who are new to concert music to come out to the theater or the hall and hear some music, too.
Absolutely.
Well, you mentioned, Bill, the background in folk music, and I noticed that you started off with some folk tunes, and now we're going to hear some more folksy music, Russian influence. So why don't whoever knows most about this arrangement, tell us about it, and then we can listen to it.
Well, I'm not incredibly informed about Russian folk music. I ought to be playing this on a balalaika.
Oh, yeah?
I know that much, but since I don't own one, and I do own a mandolin, and it's similarly high-pitched, we decided... This was originally an arrangement for three guitars by a German guy of Russian folk tunes, a guy named C.A. Scherber. But These are pretty well-known Russian folk tunes, and like I said, since I don't have a balalaika, I'm playing them on my eBay Wonder mandolin. This is an American mandolin by some guy named Eugene Howard I got on eBay for $250.
So. Well, let's try it out on this next selection, the Atlanta Guitar Trio, here on 89.9 WDAV, live in the Clark Performance Studio. Just delightful. Some Russian folk songs arranged for two guitars and mandolin. Mandolin sort of filling in for the balalaika. You heard Bill Hurd playing the mandolin along with members of the Atlanta Guitar Trio. They're here in the Clark Performance Studio at 89.9 WDAV for a little visit with us prior to a concert they're giving tonight at 7 at Providence United Methodist Church in Charlotte. You can get more details from our events calendar at WDAV.org. That was just great, guys. Is this the type of material that you're going to be playing at the concert tonight?
Yes. And the one thing we'll add that we're not doing here is the Vivaldi Concerto with the Theorbo, which is the bass lute instrument, 5.5 feet long, huge. monstrosity that Bill plays.
I saw him carrying that about with him, and it is quite impressive.
Yeah, he must have a minivan for sure for the road trips.
Let me ask you about what kind of thought or consideration goes into planning your programs. How do you decide what you want to play?
Main thing I would like, we try to do, I think, is vary it as much as possible. I mean, since Bill plays so many instruments, we want to take advantage of it when we can. And so, and we get feedback as well. You know, the Spanish stuff is definitely popular, so we always try to program that. We try to highlight the Theorbo. Bill does some solos on that as well. We actually throw in a couple of duo pieces from the past. And so, and we vary our parts, who has guitar one, who has guitar two, and bass lines. So everybody kind of has a little bit of the main melody line in most of the music.
I wanted to ask you about that. So your trio rotates the showy things. Is that an accurate thing to say from the perspective of somebody who doesn't play the guitar?
Yeah, nobody's too narcissistic. So we try to, you know, spread it around a little bit. We basically just say, okay, who had guitar one on the last one? Okay, do you want to take guitar one on this one? Or if there's a certain technique that one of us feel we're a little bit better at, you know, Bill's open string trills is kind of a thing. I mean, we might have a certain person play that particular line. So that takes into account as well, but we try to, you know, keep it as even as we can.
I don't know if there's any such thing as a typical guitar trio in terms of the arrangements, but how does that work? Is there, obviously somebody's taking the melody, but then do you have a harmonization or accompaniment? How does that work out in general?
Yeah, usually the two most active melodic lines, you know, two of the guitars takes those, and one person ends up playing a little bit of filler, although not always. We don't have them up to performance level, but we're starting to do some Bach three-part inventions for kicks, and everybody's busy in those, we found.
Adam, you've been quiet, so let me put you on the spot here and ask you about, of the varied repertory that you folks play, what is its... is there a particular type of music that you really enjoy playing?
As far as what we play?
Yeah.
I really enjoy the Spanish style stuff. Mm-hmm. Definitely, like the next piece that we're about to play, the Baccarini, is probably one of my favorite ones, just because it has a lot of different things going on for everybody, and it's one of the more challenging pieces I think that we have, but it definitely is one of the more fun ones to play, and I think for the listener as well. So
that probably provides as good a transition as I'm going to get into talking about that piece and introducing it. Now, it's interesting, I don't know if you planned it this way, guys, but you basically have a folk element running through all the selections that you've played for us, obviously so with the Spanish folk songs and the Russian folk songs, but in this Boccherini even, there's a little bit of a folk element there. Does any one of you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, there's all sorts of stories that go with this piece. I mean, there's several good ones. Like a lot of music stories, the interesting question is whether they're true.
Right.
But supposedly, Boccherini wasn't particularly fond of Spanish music when he first was in Spain with the Spanish court. And the story is that early in his tenure there, he went to a party where they were doing basically, you know, kind of a prototypical flamenco music, apparently. And he pulled his two musician compatriots aside, and they were dancing and having a good old time, and he said, "If you carry on like this, how can we ever hope to establish a decent style of music in this barbaric capital?"
Oh, my.
Or something like that. And then he turned around and wrote this piece several years later, which is the one thing we do know about it. It was, the guitarist was probably a famous Spanish guitarist named Padre Basilio, who was also attached to the Spanish court. So this comes from a string quintet for the usual string quartet ensemble, and added one guitar, and probably played by Padre Basilio.
Well, let's go ahead and hear it then. This is the introduction and fandango from the Boccherini Quintet, but we're hearing it arranged for three guitars and performed by the Atlanta Guitar Trio in the Clark Performance Studio here at WDAV.
Okay, and we have to tune for just a second because we're in a different tuning than our last one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bravo. Well, all I can say, it's a good thing Boccherini came around to liking the guitar after a while. It's clear from the way he incorporated into that piece. The Boccherini Guitar Quintet, originally for guitar and string quartet. There you heard it played by the Atlanta Guitar Trio on 89.9 WDAV. They've been our special guests here in the Clark Performance Studio for a live in-studio performance. Gentlemen, that was just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
This group is going to be in Charlotte tonight at Providence United Methodist Church, and you can get details about the concert at our events calendar at WDAV.org. It begins at 7 o'clock tonight, and it features the music you heard this afternoon and a little bit more, too. So thank you once again, gentlemen. We really enjoyed having you here in the studio, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.